This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ordered an impeachment probe of President Donald Trump. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
The House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the action is in response to President Trump's possibly pressuring Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's family, which she calls a betrayal of the country.
The president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections.
Pelosi says Trump's admission he talked by phone with Ukraine's president about Biden was the last step in a number of actions Trump has taken in violation of the Constitution. Trump says a transcript of that call will be released Wednesday. He adds that the inquiry is, quote, a positive for me. Tim McGuire, Washington.
House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy responded to Pelosi's announcement with a defense of the president.
They have been investigating this president before he even got elected. They have voted three times on impeachment on this floor. Twice they voted before one word of the Mueller report came back.
President Trump has tweeted several responses already, calling it presidential harassment and another witch hunt. The White House has said in a statement that the probe is partisan and pathetic. It has accused House Democrats of being in dereliction of their constitutional duty. But as AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace explains, today's announcement is only the start of a long process with an uncertain end.
This is the beginning of a process. This is Pelosi signaling that she is backing an impeachment inquiry, which means that members have to now investigate, that there are going to be hearings and private investigations behind the scenes and witness testimony. And where that goes, we don't know at this point.
This is VOA News. In a major blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's highest court.